Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Fear Nothing by Dean Koontz. We have a weight to carry, and a distance we must go. We have a weight to carry, a destination we can't know. We have a weight to carry, and can put it down nowhere. We are the weight we carry, from there to here to there. The Book of Counted Sorrows. Chapter 1. On the desk in my candlelit study, the telephone rang, and I knew that a terrible change was coming. I am not psychic. I do not see signs and portents in the sky. To my eye, the lines in my palm reveal nothing about my future, and I don't have a gypsy's ability to discern the patterns of fate in wet tea leaves. My father had been dying for days, however, and after spending the previous night at his bedside, blotting the sweat from his brow and listening to his labored breathing, I knew that he couldn't hold on much longer. I dreaded losing him and being for the first time in my 28 years alone. I am an only son, an only child, and my mother passed away 2 years ago. Her death had been a shock, but at least she had not been forced to endure a lingering illness. Last night, just before dawn, exhausted, I had returned home to sleep. But I had not slept much or well. Now I leaned forward in my chair and willed the phone to fall silent, but it would not. The dog also knew what the ringing meant. He padded out of the shadows into the candle glow and stared sorrowfully at me. Unlike others of his kind, he will hold any man's or woman's gaze as long as he is interested. Animals usually stare directly at us only briefly, then look away as though unnerved by something they see in human eyes. Perhaps Orson sees what other dogs see.